We are excited, and we're going to go ahead and go before the Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are just so thankful and so blessed that we can get into your presence at all times. So we are especially thankful for the TMC call and the founders, dear God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. PK Roberts. Lord, they thought it not robbery and said yes when you commanded them to start this call, oh Heavenly Father. We thank you for their obedience, oh Lord, because where would we be? What would we be doing? Would we be able to get the word Monday through Friday in this forum if it was not for their yes, oh God? So we want to continue to bless and praise your name, O God, for their yes. Father God, we again want to continue to have you continue to keep a hedge of protection around our the founder of Artists International, the Des De Leon family, O Heavenly Father. They have a vision that you have given them, O Heavenly Father. And where you give the vision, you also provide the provision, O Heavenly Father. So we're thanking you in advance for that. Lord, we just want to continue to praise your name, O Heavenly Father. Father God, we ask that you touch the messenger with the word this morning, O Heavenly Father. Pour into him so he can pour out to us, O dear God. We love you, Lord. We praise you. We magnify your name simply because you are God. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Host, are you there?
I am, Minister Kai. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister Tiffany. Take it away.
Wow, 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 to God be the glory. We praise Jesus. We praise Jesus for each and every single one of you that have joined us and dialed into the Master's Call on this wonderful Don't Take God for Granted Tuesday. Minister Kai, we thank you for greeting us and for opening us up in prayer and for giving us our tag for today. So I am so excited because definitely Jesus is showing up and showing out in our lives. And so on behalf of our founders, Ambassador Dr. PK Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we welcome you to the Master's Call. If you don't know who I am, let me introduce myself. I am Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Southern California, and I have made it back safely because the favor of God was around me, and I know that he is doing great things in my life and for each and every single one of you. So I am super duper excited because the bar has been raised in Artists International. And so if you have just encountered the Empowerment Conference, you know what I'm talking about. And for those of you who didn't make it, we look forward to seeing you at the next one. So get your preserve jar, put it to the side, and start putting your pennies and your nickels and your dollars in it, because I'm telling you, within the next few months, another Empowerment Conference will be coming, and we definitely want to see each of you there. So if you are visiting the Master's Call for the first time, then I invite you to visit our website, which is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, and you will see all of our messages that have been archived since the inception of this call in October 2010. And so if you want to also do the replay for this call, that number is 712-432-1085 and the PIN code 957-677-POUND. We do take prayer requests at any time, 24/7, and that Gmail address that you can send your prayer request to is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and we will definitely be honored to stand in agreement with you with whatever your prayer requests are. Even if you have a praise report, send it to us and just let us know, because we definitely celebrate each and every single one of you on the line. I want to just give a special thanks and shout out to all of you, the Master's Call family, who participated in the worship service on Sunday. I know God was smiling really, really big, and so were we. And so we just thank you for your servanthood. We thank you for your faithfulness and your commitment, and continue to be that great minister in the marketplace that you are. So every day immediately following this call, of course, we head over to the morning motivational call, and that number is 530-881 1300 and the PIN code 539598 pound. You don't want to miss that call today because I do believe today is Kings of Artists Tuesday, and so we will be over there to hear what the kings will have to say, and this is an exciting time to be there. Okay, and then every day, Monday through Friday, but every day, even Saturday and Sunday, at 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, with the exception of Wednesday, it's an hour later, we gather for the 90K and 90-day call, and I'm telling you, the 90K and 90-day movement is taking over, not only in the English-speaking market, but also in the Hispanic-speaking market. So that number is 712-432-0075 and the PIN code 926358 pound. Okay, so now that's enough announcements for this morning. Now we're getting down to what we came here for, and that is to hear what the Lord has sent us straight from the throne room. So our speaker, he is no stranger to this call. He is definitely a part of Artists International. He just shared his testimony and his transparency with us. And he just said, if you just wait on God, God will show up and show out in your life. So it is indeed an honor for me, a privilege for me, and a pleasure for me to bring to you this morning none other than Minister Lance Coach L.A. Waterman. Minister Lance Coach L.A. Waterman, are you out there this morning?
Amen. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
I hear you loud and clear, my brother. The platform belongs to you.
God, I thank God for you and your commitment and dedication, not only to Artists International, but to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is using you mightily as a main vessel to getting his word out, via whether it's artists or whether it's the word of God. And I thank God for you. I humble myself before the Lord. I thank God for our Minister Kai. Amen. She's doing a super fantastic job here in Atlanta. And I thank God for the entire community that's on this call. Well, you know me, I'm going to be brief. Amen. But I have to be thorough. And today, many of you know my testimony very briefly, leaving my home, transitioning into a different home that God has for myself and my wife just through faith. Amen. And today I want to talk about how to increase your faith. How to increase your faith. Just yesterday, my wife got in, and, you know, we were kind of mulling over how we're going to transition, because transitioning means time, money, resources. And I tell you, we done beat up all our resources that we have. But you know what? I have faith. I have faith in God. I'm not going to lie to you, but I'm going to tell you the truth. Man, there were moments in time, because I'm home by myself, because this is what I do, that my faith was being worked on, amen, because the devil was trying to beat me up. Said, man, you can't move. You don't have the money. I don't know how you're going to get money for the movers. And all this other set of stuff. And then my wife comes in, and I see she's shaking. I'm like, Lord Jesus, if there was ever a time I need you now. So if you're going through some considerations, and we don't say problems and challenges, we say considerations, whatever it looks like, however it looks like to you, God will show up in the 11th hour and bless you immensely. But you have to have the faith that he has promised every man on this earth, especially for those who are called according to his name. So how do we increase our faith in God? Well, the word says in John 14:12, he says, I tell you, if anyone believes in me, he will do the kind of things that I do, and greater things he will do, because I go to the Father. Well, who is Christ talking about? When he says, he will do. We're talking about the Almighty God. God will do the kind of things that Jesus Christ has done but greater, amen, because Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So God will supersede anything that Christ has done because that's how God is. God exceeds his own greatness when he wants to. So how do we increase our faith? There are 16 ways I'm not going to give you that I found we can increase our faith. I just want to share 5 of those ways and how you can increase your faith. We are in a new year, a new beginning, a new you, amen. Ours is going into a new direction. We have to have faith to believe that the leadership and those who God has put before you will take you from point A to point Z. So you have to have the faith in your leadership. You have to have the faith in yourself, the faith in your product to be successful in your areas. So how do we increase our faith? The first thing I want to share with you is you have to feed your faith. What'd you say, Lance? Feed, F-E-E-D, your faith. And how do we feed our faith? Well, you have to read that book that's called The Word of God. Faith does not come mainly by praying and begging and fasting. The Bible does say you must pray always. So as an attitude of prayer, it is essential that we pray, but you have to read that word of God. You must continue to read and study the word in order for your faith to increase. You cannot do it no other way. You can go to sermon and sermon and sermon, and if you go to Bible study, you'll hear the word. But if you're not reading that word, how is your faith increasing? You have to be able to feed that faith. Like anything else, you need meals. You need a full-course meal at least 3 to 4 times in order to survive on this earth because you need your nutrition. You need the type of proper diet. You need the proper levee to make you feel better. So you need the type of spiritual food in order to increase your faith. So you got to read that word. You got to pray without cease. Amen. So the first thing you want to do is feed your faith. F-E-E-D, your faith. Okay. So the second thing is that word of God. You got to open it up. Amen. You can't just leave it on your dresser, leave it on that dining table. Hey, guess what? You got to open that thing up and start exploring thus saith the Lord. That Bible is the blueprint of successful Christian living. So how are you going to feed your faith? Open that word and start exploring what God is saying to you. That's the only way. The Bible says the fruit of the Holy Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and goodness, and faithfulness. Well, how do we know this? Because the word says it. Amen. And God does not lie. He does not, the Bible says, the word does not come back to us void. We got to read the living word of God. Faith is called the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Faith is called the fruit of the Holy Spirit that Jesus promised to send after he went to the Father. Amen. I'm going to say that again. Somebody missed that. Faith is called the fruit of the Holy Spirit that Jesus promised you that he would send to you when he went to the Father. So we thank God for Jesus sending us the Holy Spirit. Faith. Amen. The third thing I want to talk about is the main thing. You have got to be born again. Amen. The Bible states plainly, no man, woman, or child cometh to the Father except through me. There's no book for dummies to be saved. There's no MapQuest in order to be saved. You can't put in the microwave and 20 minutes is done to be saved. No, you have got to be born again as a believer by repentance. That means you have to turn away from the old self and become new. This is why we have water baptism. because once you go down, water symbolizes a cleansing. When you go down, you come up renewed in the Word of God. See, that's when God sent the flood, amen, he sent the flood to cleanse this earth, amen, because he saw a stiff-necked people. That's why we have to be born again. As a believer, we have to repent. We have to turn around from those wicked ways. The continuing in Christ is to be born again so that you will receive within you a measure of faith and the Holy Spirit of God. So what is the requirement? You got to be born again. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. Amen. So if you're on this call and you don't know what we're talking about being born again, read it for yourself or get to a pastor or preacher and ask them, what is this being born again? Amen. I tell you, when I was born again, I tell you, it was like something went off. I wanted to tell the whole world about it. So one of the prerequisites of how you increase your faith, you have got to be born again. Let faith arise in you, and it can, in the areas of the unseen thing that you believe in, renew you. Amen. Renew a rightful spirit in you. So the third thing, be born again. The fourth thing, guess what? We can't go around hating people. We have to learn how to love our brothers. We have to learn how to love one another. We're talking about how do we increase faith this morning. Amen. And you have to develop a love for that person who you just can't stand. You have to learn how to love that neighbor who puts a middle finger up you or who teases your dog or who turns their back on you in the morning. Because I know I have a couple of them in my neighborhood. I try relentless trying to talk, but my God said, don't throw your pearls to swine. You have to learn how to love people who don't want to be loved. You got to learn how to love that woman who doesn't want to be loved. There's some people in your family who, you just can't stand to be around, or you just feel uncomfortable being around. There's people on your job who y'all just pass each other by without saying a word in the morning. You call yourself a Christian. Well, you have to develop the love of Christ to love your brother, to love your sister, amen, because the Bible says it's not by what you say, it's by the fruits that you bear that I'm going to know, that life that's in you in Jesus' name. So you got to learn how to love your brother. How do you do that? Through the Word of God, through prayer, supplication, through Bible study. You have to develop this love because Christ loved everyone, amen. So you have to learn how to love. How can you love God whom you have not seen if you cannot love your brother whom you have seen? God will reveal himself to you through his people. I'm going to say that again. He will reveal himself to you through his people, his love through his son, his word, and by the Holy Spirit of Christ. Galatians says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith works. I mean, Galatians 5 and 6 says, faith works by love. Faith works by love. And the last thing I'm going to give you out of the 16 points is you got to follow Jesus. You have to follow Christ. You know, sometimes we get caught up in the service and we see this man preaching, go ahead, pastor, go ahead, pastor, go ahead, bishop, go ahead, bishop. We get caught up in televangelism, you know, and we get caught up in these people and these apostles coming on TV and they selling oil and selling this and selling that. Man, we are following man and we are following television. And the vision that television is giving you is the vision that you're following, not your own. We got to follow who? Jesus Christ. He died that we might be saved. Amen. God gave his son who knew no sin. Amen. He could have come off that cross. The angels was just ready to take him off. They were on ready. And who are we following today? We must follow Jesus Christ. Follow Jesus Christ by faith into the active nature of Christ in the chosen and the anointed life. Why? Because the Bible says so. If you want to go to heaven, you got to go through Christ. Amen. There's no other Wait, so let me summarize for you real quick these 5 points of the 16 ways of how we can increase our faith. You got the one, feed, F-E-E-D, your faith. Feed your faith just as you feed your body with natural food. You got to feed your body with the spiritual food. Amen. Then the second thing, you have to check that Bible and read that word. That's why God gave it to you. Amen. Check the Bible, read the Bible, obey what the Bible says. Number three, you got to be born again. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. You can't take no shortcuts. Amen. Be born again. The fourth thing, you better love your brother as Christ loved you, as he loved the church. Amen. You got to love your brother, love your sister in Jesus' name. And the fifth thing, you got to follow Jesus Christ. Amen. And you know what I like to say? Make a decision and move now. Amen. Minister Tiffany, back to you.
Minister Lance, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Wow, what a powerful and profound word for this season that we're in. Awesome, man of God. Please stay on the line because
Amen.
I will be calling you back to do the benediction. Wow.
Amen.
Jesus, we love you. Father, we bless you and we praise your holy name. We thank you, Father God, that you woke each and every single one of us up in this day, a new day, Father, and we are rejoicing and we're celebrating and we're being glad about you. And, Father, we command the morning to line up with what you would have to go forth for us in this day, oh God. We thank you that the bar has been raised, Father, and that new things and greater things are coming because of you, oh Father. We just thank you for your unmerited favor. We thank you for grace, and we thank you for mercy. We thank you that your rod and your staff are with us, Father God, and we thank you that you lead us through the valley, Father. And we thank you that every single need is met because you are our shepherd, oh God. And I thank you for the man of God that has taught us this morning about our faith, Father, and I pray that we will still hear the other part of the message that you would have from him, but that we would utilize the 5 points that he has given us this morning. I decree and declare that every need for him and his wife, Minister Lori, will be met right now in the name of Jesus, Father. I pray that every need, Father God, every resource that is needed to them, that it will come into their hands right now. If they would just open up their hands, God, and see that it's already there. And I stand in agreement that it's already there. And we just thank you for him imparting into us, and as he has allowed us to increase, I pray that you would increase in him right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray for each and every person who dialed into this call, Father. I thank you for their faithfulness. I thank you for their commitment, not to the TMC, but to you, Jesus, because I'm the master's call. It's all about Jesus. And so I thank you for them. I thank you for just them just being who they are, great and mighty warriors on the front line for you, Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for the empowerment conference. I thank you that you have showed up and showed out, Father. I thank you for the new things that you're doing. I thank you that the old has passed away, and behold, all things are new. I thank you for Papa Diaz de Leon, Papa Diaz de Leon, and I thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. I thank you for allowing Papa to see another birthday, another chapter in his life, Father. I pray that you would just touch his body and heal right now in the name of Jesus, that you would align all the organs up, that they will work according to the way that you would have them to work, that all vessels and all canals, Father God, will flow right now in the name of Jesus, the way that you have created them to. Touch his mind, touch his heart, touch his body, Father, and touch his soul right now in the name of Jesus, Father. And for the corporate office and Artists International, we decree and declare that no weapon formed against us against it shall prosper in the name of Jesus, that the artist.com, that office will work, that anytime we enroll someone, it will work. Anytime we go into a place of order, it will work. Anything that we tell somebody to bring in our three will work in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we just know that you are preparing us for greater, Father, and we thank you right now. I lift up Deborah to you, and I lift up Tashana to you, oh God. I lift up Minister Moses to you right now, God. You know their needs, and I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Father, that you would just touch them in a mighty way, oh God. All of those who are traveling, give them traveling grace and mercy right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. I just pray that you would be with them, Father, and that you would just make everything new when they get back to their designated places, Father God, that they will walk into a new place, oh God. I just pray, Father God, for Joni and her daughter, and I pray that you would just fix the relationship, oh God. I lift up all the children to you right now, Father God. I plead the blood of Jesus over them as they are back in school and in a new semester. I pray that great grades will come out of this semester. I pray that great respect and great obedience will come out of this semester for them. I decree and declare that in the classroom and that on the playground and the restroom and wherever they go, that they will be safe right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that you would allow their minds to be open, that they will receive, Father God, what the teachers will have to say to them, oh God. And I just pray, Father God, for each and every person who is on this line, oh God. I just thank you for them. Father God, I thank you that they called in this day, and I pray that something here on the Master's call was said to them, and they heard and knew that that was God, that that was right on time, that, Lord, I thank you because you showed up. I thank you, God, for saving me. I thank you, God, for protecting me. I thank you, God, that you are my refuge. I thank you, God, that you are my strength. I thank you, God, that you are my healer. I thank you, God, that you are my deliverer. I thank you, God, that you are my all and all. So, Lord, we honor you today. We praise you today. We magnify you today. And from Marie Preston, Lord, touch her. Touch her, touch her, touch her right now, oh God. Touch her family right now, God. Father God, you know, Father. And help us to know. Give us the wisdom and understanding that only comes from you. Not from the world, but comes from you, Father. For we surrender to you today, Father, that your will be manifest in each and every single life that is on this line. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare this to be so, and it is done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, to God be the glory for the great things that he is doing in our lives. Minister Lance, thank you so much again for that word that you shared with us this morning. Minister Kai, thank you for opening us up in prayer and for greeting us this morning. And to each of you who have dialed into the line this morning, we thank you. Again, the replay number is 712-432-1085 and the PIN code 957-677#. Remember, we will be moving over to the morning motivational call, 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 5395-98#. Remember, as you walk out your door today, go out and be that great minister in the marketplace. Do not allow anything or anyone or any thoughts to hinder you from what God has prepared for you in this day, for he knows the plans that he has for you, and they're greater than what you think in your own mind. So to God be the glory, and we thank you for joining us here on the Master's Call. And at this time, Coach L.A., Minister Lance Waterman, can you come and give us our benediction for the day? Amen.
Amen. I want to read from Isaiah 43:18-19. For those who are going through some considerations this morning, the Bible says, forget the former thing. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. God loves you. I love you too. Go out and make someone else's day a blessed day in Jesus' name. Bye-bye, everyone.